The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Yeah. So it's Friday. Now, I say that like, you know, if you're listening to this on Friday, you go, duh. But I'm saying it. So if you're not listening to it on Friday, somebody's listening to it, you know, when they get the podcast later, say it's Saturday or Sunday, or you know what other days of the week are. So it's Friday, and I used to look so forward to Fridays when I could go home and take my long nap, my once a week long nap at the end of a long, hard work week. But there's something about in the new house, the TV room, and I still have the same comfortable puffy couch that I had in the old house, but there's something about the new TV room in the new house that does not allow me to rest as well and take naps like I used to. The naps are not the same quality.
So you don't
if
know.
They happen at all. I guess a lot of times I'll lie in there and just get frustrated because what would normally have already put me to sleep is not putting me to sleep. And I don't mean like drugs or something. I'm talking about TV shows and, you know, being on the puffy couch with the temperature just right under my luxurious blanket with the arms in it.
Is the lighting the same?
No.
That's what it is.
No, it's not. And they're building a house next door to us.
So it's loud.
Yeah.
Is it the way that where the room is situated is what changes it? Oh.
Mm-hmm. So
I thought maybe you were going to say something like it was next to a room where you could hear Jody talking all the time.
That's what I thought it was going to. I thought it was something about Jody.
That's where we were going with that. Yeah.
So I'm going to try something today because, I mean, this is important stuff. This ought to be, you know, talked about more than Will Smith and Chris Rock situation.
Your naps.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take I have a big, huge piece of black cloth that at one point I was using as a backdrop for videos, selfie videos that we were doing for social media at the time.
Yeah.
And I'm going to figure out, it doesn't have any holes with grommets that you could hang on little hooks or anything.
Right.
That's my goal, is to get that, and I'm going to put it up over that window. But today I think I may just take little nails and tack it up there and see what happens. And by see what happens, I mean see how effing crazy Jody goes.
Yeah.
You nailed that into the wall? Are you crazy?
Your own blackout curtains,
yeah.
DIY.
Uh-huh. Because,
you know,
I mean, I'll take them down right after.
Yeah.
I've thought the same thing, though, because my apartment is full of light, and I can't take naps like that.
I had, when TJ and I lived together in this crappy apartment, he used to sleep on the couch all the time because we only had one television, his. And he would sleep on the couch all the time so he could watch TV. Well, my bedroom was the one that faced, his had the window that faced the front, like the parking lot, and mine faced the back. But the blinds were crap, and it was always light in there. And he suggested he had this blanket and that he wasn't using. And so I took that blanket, and we did that. We tacked it up over the window because, A, the window looked terrible, And then I didn't never want anybody looking in, because if you were back there, you should have been back there. I don't know what right. you were doing.
You're in the woods.
Ain't nobody back there. Need to be back there.
That's good.
Yeah, it was. And so we tacked it up on the wall.
I've never even done that.
It looked like a piece of art.
Yeah, okay.
Girls are like, what is that? Like, that's a blanket
this
art.
This is my tapestry that I hung up.
That's what it looked like. It looked like a tapestry.
Right, I'm sure it did.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't care what, because I'm not going to leave it up there after the nap. I'll take it down and put it back up every time.
Will but she I'm be thinking mad those, at just having those tiny tack holes in the wall?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably. But I'm going to try to put them right above the, what do you call the, it's above the window, the little.
The windowsill thing?
Yeah, the top one.
Oh, where the lock there. Is?
Huh? No. Up. It's like, molding or whatever.
Oh, okay.
But it's above the window. Like this one doesn't have.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So I'm gonna try to put it into that where you can't see it from the floor,
like on the top.
Yeah,
all the way across the top.
Mm-hmm.
Just use tape.
Tape won't hold it. It's a big. It's a huge piece of material. But what I really need to do is get some professional holes put in it with the metal grommets. So I can get those little sticky hooks that don't take the paint off and just hook it up there every time. Just like right there, nap time. Don't mess with it.
I didn't know what a grommet was. I just looked it up.
Oh, so there. I done learned you something.
Learn me something now.
Keeps the fabric from tearing.
Nice.
You learned something today.
Yeah.
Where would one get grommets put into just a big piece of black cloth?
I always go with grommet, man.
Go to Lowe's, take your black.
I know somebody has to do it for them. I don't know how to do it.
You can do it yourself.
Put my back into it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't they just screw in?
No, you got to put the hole and then the grommets. I guess they're, I think they have spikes on them that just lock together or something.
Screws on there.
Just take scissors, make holes, and then put the grommets in there.
Hmm.
Look it up on YouTube.
He's not going to do it.
But would it be at Lowe's or would it be at like Joann's Fabrics? Because I go in there all the time anyway. I'm always in Joann's
Fabrics. I love Joann's Fabrics.
What are we looking for? What are we trying to buy?
So
what would you
go to Lowe's?
Material grommets.
Buy material grommets.
DIY, how to make grommet curtains. You can do it yourself.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, we're about to find some cool. Look at that.
Now, hang on. How do you spell that?
Grommet.
Oh, no. I mean, curtains.
Oh, curtains. Curtains. Someone said that I was lazy because I didn't say T. Curtains.
Well, you also can order them off.
Curtains.
Oh, TJ, you can order a grommet eyelet plier set as well.
Oh.
The entire thing. It comes with the special tool that you need for whatever type of grommet that you have. And it's, oh my God, I'm into grommet overload here. There's all kinds of stuff you could probably use.
So could you go to Ace Hardware or Lowe's or something and get, because I want to do it today. If I can do it myself.
Okay. I thought you were asking if I could go get it. It's like, no. I don't know. Where are the grommets?
Because I would do it today.
Before the nap?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Because it's really sunny today. I don't.
Maybe you don't have to take a nap. Maybe you should go outside and like enjoy the outside since it's so nice out.
They have them at Lowe's.com, so I would assume. Metal, rubber.
Hell yeah.
And 15 pack of metal grommets.
That's what I'm going to do. Yeah.
Bow. Here's a video, how to install grommets.
Do you have a sewing machine?
Mm-mm.
So you're going to put the hooks in the molding and put the grommets into the blanket?
Yeah, into the fabric. Yeah,
fabric.
And just put them up there.
So you just hook it over there, then take it down. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a whole thing. Lowe's.com has a whole thing on, it's beginner skill, costs less than $100, takes a few hours.
Craft section of Walmart, someone said.
Maybe a lot less than $100.
Yeah, because if it's $100, listen, give me $25 and I can do it for you. I'll just put some holes in that thing.
That's close to $100.
Yeah, this shows you, Lowe's.com shows you how to put the grommet into the fabric.
All right, now it seems a little too complicated.
It seems like a lot of work. I would have given up already.
It takes a couple of hours.
Wait, what did it say? Hang on. What did it say here? Hang on. Time, a few hours.
Oh, God.
Just put up the tax.
Christy said yes to Joanne's.
Mm-hmm. That's what I figured. Damn, Christy.
Somebody said, hey, just try using aluminum foil and mold it against the window and take it down after your nap.
Don't do that.
I don't want to use up all my foil.
Exactly. Foil is expensive.
And when that shit get hot? No, it doesn't get. It doesn't even get hot in the oven.
I know. I grab stuff like that with my bare hands.
Or like Joe said, there's a special tool. Place I used to work at in the military installed grommets. Well, place I used to work at, Joe built mobile homes. What good does that do?
I'm trying to think of the closest military base.
Damn, Joe?
Joe Grommet.
Joe is normally very helpful. He gives bullshit advice. What good does that do?
Just go to Joanne's. It's fun in there. Get some fabric while you're there.
It's in the other zip code, though.
But people have said craft section of Walmart.
He's not going into Walmart.
Walmart, a Joann's, but a Hobby Lobby does it.
Oh, Hobby Lobby.
Okay. Hobby Lobby's right here around the corner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Christy said you can buy a grommet kit. It's easy. Go to Joann's.
Well, me and Joanne broke up, and it was kind of nasty. So,
well, you know, there is a problem here that we've given you a couple of places to go buy one, and all you've done is tell us why there to buy it.
But once you say it's a few hours, I don't have a few hours and close to $100.
I think what we're talking about, the one at Lowe's, looks like it's more involved.
Like a tarp? Like, yeah. If you're going to make a tarp or something?
Chris said, go to Walmart, get the whole get there. And it takes 15 minutes to put them in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it must have been set. Get the whole, have a set.
Would that be in the fabric department of the Walmart? Do they still have a fabric department of Walmart?
They do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell TJ he can get them from Walmart. Use a hammer to insert them. It takes like 5 minutes. You don't need any fancy tools.
I can use the Walmart app and tell you exactly what aisle it's going to be on.
Okay.
Can you also check the coloring books that are at that Walmart?
Now can you go ahead and check how long it's going to take you to get there and back, Rob? I'll look that up on Google Maps for you.
He not going.
Hey, Rob, stupid question, not related to this, but kind of. Can you order stuff and then just go to Walmart and walk in and pick it up?
They bring it to your car.
Yeah, they'll do that. Yeah, mm-hmm. It takes them a little while for the car one, but they also have like lockers inside the store now where you go up and you scan a barcode and it opens the locker and you get your stuff out.
Yeah, John sent us a whole picture of the kit here, but that's, you'd have to order that one online. Yeah, everybody says you can get it right there at Walmart.
Hmm.
What's the zip code up here?
28117.
I'm making sure they got the grommets at this one.
And well, that one's in 28115, I think. I think that's what the Walmart is.
It says there's one in 28117 on Norman Station?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. I'm finding out. I got you.
All right, thanks.
Rob to the rescue. Sausage finger Rob.
And Kelly said, just buy cheap blackout curtains. Well, he's planning on that. Just today he needs.
But yeah, I don't want to hang curtains in there, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this has to come down every Friday afternoon, every Friday evening when I wake up from the nap. I got to take it down.
So why?
I'm not going to have blackout curtains in there.
You wouldn't want to put the grommets in blackout curtains so you could just hook them, take them down? Hook them, take them down?
I don't know, but I already have the fabric.
You already got the fabric. That's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just get those things for your eyes?
Because I like to fall asleep watching TV.
Oh.
That's the thing. But you mean like a sleep mask
thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So everybody says you can do it at Walmart.
You can do a lot of stuff at Walmart. Yeah, like you can buy a puppy and meth in the parking lot.
I love Walmart.
The bad news is it's not showing that this Walmart has it in stock.
Yeah, that's a bunch. It's, you know, my life story right there.
Hey, I saw something the other day.
A bunch of SHIT is what that is.
Talking about stuff you can buy at Walmart or whatever. Puppies is what made me think of it. There's a grocery store right over here. You know it well, TJ. There's a cigar shop right there by ABC store.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of bars, restaurants, that kind of thing. And I went over there the other day, and on my way out, there's a guy standing there. As you drive out, where you've got to be right by the red light. And seated next to him in a lawn chair are his wife and baby. And they're all dressed, you know, nicely.
Mm-hmm.
But she's sitting there holding the baby facing traffic. And he has a sign that says, you know, need help or just trying to get money to get food for the baby.
Yeah.
Am I wrong that that turned me off a little bit?
Because the baby was there?
Yeah, man, you
putting the baby in danger and your woman?
It just seemed like you have your wife, you bring your wife and your baby and make them sit out here just to drive home the point that you have a baby. I don't know, something about it bothered me.
No, I agree.
And he's across the street from a McDonald's that has a sign out front that says, you know, hire, you get a bonus for going to work there.
Well,
I don't know.
But he can't necessarily go and get a job at McDonald's because they wouldn't allow him to bring his wife and baby to work. Duh.
Yeah.
I don't know. And obviously that's a thing for him.
It just turned me off. It's like, man.
Like when my cousin Danny went to get his first job as a cross-country truck driver. He was leaving that morning and had his little baby in the carrier. They said, what are you doing? He said, I got to take my baby with me. And they said, you're not taking a baby on a cross-country trip to deliver goods in an 18-wheeler? He said, well, I'm not going to be able to go then. And I guess you're not.
What was the mom going to do?
I don't know. I don't know.
That was funny.
But he had every intention of taking that baby on his first cross-country.
Yeah, he's like, I'm making it
happen. Yeah, right. I'm his daddy.
I applaud Danny for being willing to take the child with him.
Exactly.
Being a responsible parent.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to work out a deal. My mom's coming over to stay for a couple of weeks, and I was trying to work out how to get her back, and we got a bunch of moving parts. And I was trying to tell my sister, I'll pay you, because it's so much cheaper than flying everybody. I said, I'll pay your gas and get you a hotel halfway on the way over. You come over here and pick mom up and take her home. And you get a day to yourself. And she said, I can't because Odell, her husband, plays music at night. And we can't leave Jeremiah home by himself. They might lose my child.
How old is he?
12. He'll be 13 in July. But he's fine.
Oh, he is A-okay.
He's going to be fine to stay home for a couple hours and go to bed.
Shoot.
While Odell's playing.
Stay by myself like when I was 8, taking care of my brother.
I told her, I said, when I was 12, our mom would go off. And granted, it's going to be later at night. He'll be by himself until, like, you know, from, you know, 8 p.m. to 2 o'clock in the morning when Odell gets home from playing music or whatever. But I was like, when I was 12, mom would be gone for hours working on her master's, and I would feed you. And, you know, she's 5 years younger. You were 7.
Just say you don't want to do
it. We were fixing dinner, and so, like, we were fine.
Well, would he be fine? I mean, is he, or yes, with his personality and all, would he be okay?
Yeah.
You know, he wouldn't great. Be like, I'm too young, mama, or I'm scared, mama.
Oh, he'd probably be like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Does he have his own phone?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he'll be fine. Just call 911. Something happens.
Now, see, that's what she's worried about. If somebody else is going to call 911.
Don't call 911.
Take her baby.
Yeah, don't do that.
You take my baby.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest, the TJ Fanatico Podcast, weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast. Turn on.
I've gotten some text messages from people who are responding to the whole how do I get grommets and a piece of black fabric to go over the window so I can take a good nap today. Our friend Sweet Jill Tweedy of Tucker Tweed Equestrian, the designer bags and all that we talk about all the time. She said, grommets in stock at Hobby Lobby about 2 minutes away. Stores filled with patriotic stuff. You're going to love it. Happy Friday.
Perfect.
I said, thanks. And then my wife has responded to it all. And she said, this sounds just lovely, exclamation point. Eye roll emoji. Grommets, foil, blankets, nice.
I love Jody.
Don't judge too quick, Jody. You're going to love it.
And I'm saying the grommets and all that are so I can take it back down. It's not like it's going to be up all the time.
But the little hooks you have to put in for the grommets would still be exposed all the time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but they make little clear ones that you can barely see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You can barely see them,
barely
Jody.
Barely see them.
Calm down.
You got to squint to even see them a little bit.
And it's not even in a room that anybody else would ever go in but you and Jody, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
And she's not in there when you're, like, doing your whole TV thing, right?
Oh, no. No girls allowed.
Oh, my God.
For that. I wouldn't hassle her if she tried to do something like that in the house. I wouldn't be saying, you're going to take that down or that's going to be...
I'm just sure she's open to a good conversation about it.
I realize that I have nothing in this world. Nothing. You hear me? Nothing. Nothing's mine.
You're so dramatic.
You don't know.
I do know.
Share Funny is sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. And Paul Davis says, shut up, Alexis.
I'm so glad I didn't take that sip of coffee because I would have spit it out. Paul Davis says, shut up. You're a jerk.
Tell Alexis to talk to them. He said, I don't love that. So if you need some cleanup and restoration and all that, Paul Davis is the company you need to use because they pride themselves on how quickly they get you back to living the way you were living before the disaster happened, like the fire or the smoke damage or the flood or the mold or any of that kind of stuff. They handle it, right? Even situations that are unspeakable most of the time.
Ooh.
You know.
The unspeakable right. Situations.
See, I could say it that way. Unspeakable. You know, because they told me not to speak of it. Like trauma.
Oh.
You speak
of it. I said it again. Trauma.
One thing they told you not to say.
I know. It's so stupid.
He was talking about it the next day.
The very next day.
He said, we just want to talk about that. Okay. The next day, TJ's like, guess what I found out yesterday?
Can't tell him secrets.
So go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. Why? Because Paul love it. Paul love it. So I guess I need to just forget about ever being able to rest again. Since Jody's so against my... putting up a temporary shade from the sun in that room.
So add that to the list of dreams that have been dashed
yep.
by Jody.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't-
she always has to have everything so bright. It's bright and this and that. I don't know if you have seen on the cooking show how bright the kitchen is. Everything's white.
Yeah, your kitchen looks great, though.
Yeah. Not if you're trying to take a nap in it.
Good point. Good point.
You know,
not if you're trying to take a nap in the kitchen.
Don't take a nap in the kitchen. What the hell?
I'd have just as much luck taking a nap in the kitchen as I do in the room that is supposed to be my relaxation den.
Maybe you should put a hammock up outside and take a nap there.
What? Have we met?
He's trying to keep the sun out of his room, and you want him to sleep in the sun.
And I want it to be cool. I don't want to sleep out in the heat.
It's not hot. It's just by a tree with a nice little wind and shade.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah,
dumb.
It does.
Don't you take naps at the beach?
Yep.
Under an umbrella, right?
It's a very different deal,
I can take a nap out in the sun at the beach. Mm-hmm. but there's a breeze blowing out there. It's not as hot. But hammocks are those are things that always seem a lot better than they are when you actually get in one. You know, you see them on TV and in the movies, and it looks so comfortable and it looks so, you know, so relaxing. First of all, fat people trying to get in and out of a hammock is not easy.
Yeah.
You know, once you get in it, you're like, oh, God. Now I'm exhausted from trying to get in the hammock. And then you're in it and you lay back and you're like, this thing's been getting rained on. And then it's the trees that it's usually between, you know, there are bugs crawling around and it's just not. It's not comfortable or relaxing.
I had one that was given to me by my kids for Father's Day one time. And I loved it. It was the frame one, not done hanging between two trees. Oh, yeah. It's got a frame and it's
oh, that's a fancy mm-hmm. one.
Yeah, it holds itself up for it was great. I loved that thing.
Well,
I had to let it go.
If you're Hispanic, you need to have it's like mandatory that you have a hammock in your house. In El Salvador, if any of my family members came to visit, they would bring us a hammock as a present.
In the house? You have it up in the house?
No, not in the house.
Oh, okay.
But my mom has it in her car, so anytime we go on a hike, she will throw that thing over and make a knot, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I love a hammock.
Yeah,
I mean, if you go on camp, I used to love this thing a lot.
Lay it out there with my kids all the time and just hang out. It was great.
But when you got a comfortable couch or recliner in there where the air conditioner is and it's got a TV in front of it, that's way more productive, I think, than just going out in the yard and taking a nap in a hammock or trying to.
You're giving your lungs some fresh air.
Oh, God.
It's going to be great. I'll put a hammock up in my patio if I could, my apartment.
Alexis, do you realize how often you talk to me like a mother trying to get her kid to eat peas?
That's very true.
Telling me what happens and how the things in life work in the environment, and you know, I need a hobby and I need to, you know, get out in the fresh air. It's good for you and mm-hmm. all of that.
Because I care about you.
I know, but I am 77 years old. I know how sunshine works. I know how fresh air works.
Obviously not if you don't enjoy it. You're not doing it right.
Well, you can know how it works.
I didn't say I don't enjoy it. I enjoy it, but not when I'm trying to take a nap.
Yeah. What about
after
in your
a long week of slaving over a hot microphone? What about what?
I was going to say that you're covered patio, but there's no AC in there, so
right.
That's not going to work.
Mm-hmm. I would do that in the fall when it's cool.
Yeah, because you have a TV there.
Mm-hmm. But it's still going to be noisy. All that noise.
You should get some of those VR things, so then you can just fall asleep with it on your head.
But he can't watch.
You could watch TV in the VR.
Yeah.
But how comfortable would that be with big, heavy-ass glasses on your head while you're trying to sleep? If you roll over, it'll be weird.
Yeah. I just have to, you know, face the facts that I'll never rest again.
Right. Thank you, Jody.
I'll never get another break in life.
Oh, heard that? He will never rest again.
And did you see the room, Alexis, when you were there visiting?
I sure did.
Now, doesn't that look like that should be a relaxing, comfortable room?
Yeah.
Just going to waste.
Do you ever sit at that desk that you have in there?
Yeah. Yeah. That's where I set up work in the afternoons.
You Which do work in the afternoons?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of, believe it or not. What does that mean?
Well, yeah,
that
he always talks about how he's like napping and watching TV, so I didn't know like when the work is done. After TV.
You talk about taking naps and watching TV too, but I also think you're doing getting stuff done around that. You talk about more naps than I do.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. You take them during the week. I take them one day a week.
Yeah, but you're trying to change your whole lifestyle to be able to take a nap
for one day a week. Yeah, because I don't get to take naps every day like you do.
I don't take naps every day.
Ace, you read the same things that I get every day of her rundown of the day before.
Okay.
And how often does it include nap?
Technically, not every day.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
A lot of days.
Yeah. Multiple days a week.
Yeah, more than one day a week.
But I stay up later than you, so I'm making up for that night sleep.
He doesn't even sleep at night half the time.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
You're right. I'm a sports sleeper.
From the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Yes, yes. Okay, it's spring, and you know that everything is fresh in the spring, and your man needs to be fresh as well. Get some spring cleaning done down there, you know, for your fellas with Manscaped. Manscaped has the Performance Package 4.0. It is back and ready for you to take advantage of this great deal. Now, you know, Manscaped has the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, which is the most precise shave that you can get. You know, and down there, and you know, it's got the skin safe technology. It's also waterproof. You like that about it? It's waterproof, and it comes with all kinds of other cool stuff in the Performance 4.0 pack. The package, it is the weed whacker. That's the ear and nose hair trimmer. It is the crop preserver, which is the anti-chafing deodorant and moisturizer. The reviver, which is the spray-on toner. And the plow 2.0. The plow 2.0 is the razor for the face. So you can get a good shave on the face because you need to be looking great and smelling great up top and down on the bottom. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about. That's right. So, as usual, you get the 20% off and free shipping for being a member of the Ace and TJ family by using the promo code ACETJ at manscaped.com. So, 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with the promo code ACETJ. Get it. That's a lot of stuff that comes in that, and it's all fine products. I mean, we're talking about top of the line products, fine products. Mm-hmm. So, Rob just learned something in the Charlotte, North Carolina area where we broadcast. There is, this is the home of the corporation of Belk department stores. I know they have Belk all over the place, Belk locations, but it started in Charlotte, North Carolina. And people from this area call it Belk's. We're going to go to Belk's, just like some people call Walmart Walmart's. And Rob was one of those people. He just now learned that it's Belk and not Belk's.
Yeah, the store's just called Belk.
Mm-hmm. I guess you feel like an idiot, don't you?
I did.
Yeah. I love when someone tells him that he's wrong about something.
I knew you would.
Why? But I wasn't specifically telling him that he was wrong. I just said that it's, you know, in general, it's called Belk. He said, it is?
Yeah, you corrected him.
No, I didn't correct him.
No, he said it out, he said it out loud, and I went, what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He, and that's the best thing about being a teacher. Such as I, is that when people figure it out for themselves without my having to point it out directly. He took the initiative to learn it for himself after he heard what I said.
Well, Rob, why don't you let me learn for myself?
Well, you never do, though.
When things come up. You don't even give me the chance.
Yeah.
Let me learn how to fish. Don't give me the fish.
That's how TJ teaches, not me.
Just like now you know it's Barnes and Noble and not Barnes and Nobles.
I knew it was Barnes and Noble.
Well, why did you say Nobles?
Because I like saying Barnes and Nobles. It's easier for me to say.
It's Barnes and Noble
seems like it stops too suddenly. Like, I can't. I need to say something else.
They're locking the brakes on it.
Yeah, Barnes and Nobles. Barnes and Noble just seems like I didn't finish the sentence.
Mm-hmm. Like Johns Hopkins?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people say John Hopkins.
John Hopkins. It's Johns Hopkins.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's two last names. Yeah. Dr. Johns and Dr. Hopkins.
Yeah.
Alexis, do you say Walgreen or Walgreens?
It's Walgreens.
Okay, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, oh, that Walgreens is right. Yeah.
You got it. There you go. No, that one's good right. Call.
Do you say CVS or CVS's?
I say CVS's.
I got to go to CVS's.
There's multiple CVS's over there.
Targets?
Target. No, I say Target. That's my favorite.
Yeah, and a lot of people say JCPenney's. Or if you're like my mother and grandmother, you would. I grew up hearing them call it pennies. That's all it was pennies. Yeah.
Oh, just go to Pennies?
Yeah.
That's what my mom would say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Sears's.
Oh,
she was a hairstylist at JCPenney's.
She was?
Yep.
Yeah, my people didn't say Sears's. I made that one up.
Sears's. Did they have Sears in Louisiana where you guys grew up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
like standalones?
No,
you had to order from the catalog where I'm from.
Oh, yeah. We had one in the mall. Sears was awesome.
Yeah, I remember Sears.
Because Sears, you could go in and they had clothes and
electronics,
TVs and stereos,
washing machines,
small little album department. And then they had all those other things that you could get, like vacuums, washing machines. You can get your picture taken in the back there.
VD.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember.
You did not get VD from Sears.
That one you did. In the Alexandria Mall in Louisiana.
Oh, it was that kind of mall?
No. It is now, but it wasn't then. I don't know what it is now. I haven't been in years. But yeah, we had to order it, and then the place that Sears deliveries came from the catalog, we'd have to go to, it was a hardware store in town. How weird is that?
That is really weird.
Yeah. You go to the hardware store because they were the Sears drop-off place.
Oh, my goodness. That's weird.
Wild. I didn't know that. I never knew that, yeah.
Yeah, because Ace and my wife grew up in twin cities to each other. A river separated the two towns. But the one that my wife is from was the bigger city than the one Ace was from. But Ace just went across the river to the mall and stuff like that. I had to drive over an hour to get to a mall.
Was the river Cane River?
No.
Oh.
No. Cane River is in Natchitoches, Louisiana. It goes through Natchitoches and Sabine Parish.
Which was north of where I grew up, like 35, 40 minutes or so.
Yeah, it's the northwestern part of the state.
Is there a festival in Natchitoches that you guys have talked about?
Yeah, Christmas festival. It's a big, big, huge Christmas festival.
And it's a big deal. Like, people come from all over the world. Literally.
And there is
I don't know why, but they do.
There's a festival in some town in Louisiana every weekend. Somewhere. There is a festival. It seems like it's the festival capital of the country. And they'll have a festival over anything, you know. Like the Strawberry Festival, the Poke Salad Festival.
Poke Salad.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why the kids don't do well in school, because they're always partying.
Exactly. Yeah. Or the teachers.
Or the teachers at festivals instead of teaching.
Uh-huh. So, always at a festival getting damn drunk.
Yeah.
Try to imagine this. The city of Natchitoches, Louisiana. I've looked all this up. I just did out of curiosity. As of 2019, its population is just over 38,000. 38,158. The Christmas festival, which really is one weekend, and then the lights stay up the rest of the year, draws over 120,000 people a year. So you're putting 120,000 people in a town of 38,000.
And there's hotels and stuff there for all those people to stay at?
No, well, there are, but I mean, they're booked up. I mean,
there aren't many. Yeah, there's not much there.
The majority of the people drive in just to be there. So you would drive up, and you can't it's so crowded. You can't even walk about half the time on the riverbank. Oh, every year we used to go.
Yeah, that's only about 40 minutes from where I grew up.
So every year you guys went to this, like as kids?
I didn't go every year. Yeah. First weekend in December. But I can remember going in high school, and I would ride up with like a couple of us. We'd get together, and we'd ride up there knowing all of our parents had gone up there as well. Like my mom and my sister would go, usually with my aunt or something. They would go, mm-hmm. and I'd be like, my mom would do, we're going to be here, you be here, whatever. We'd meet up at some point just to say hello. But
That's cute.
Yeah, and they had the old brick streets that would cross over the river and all that. But, I probably went up until I was in my 20s. Because it was a party, man. I mean, it was a crazy party. But a lot of people would drive RVs in there, and that's where they would stay.
RV parking
and stuff like that. And then other than that, they would get rooms in Shreveport, which was a pretty good, over an hour away or more. And Alexandria would be the next biggest city the other way to get a room and all that.
What made this festival so huge that so many people wanted to go to it?
Well, you could drink in the streets. In Louisiana, that's what goes on at festivals. You can drink in the streets, and they had amazing Christmas lights. And at the end of the big fireworks show on the river, and when you do fireworks on the river, it reflects off the water, and it's just really great. And everybody's just standing on the bridges and everything watching the fireworks show. And then as soon as the fireworks show is over, it goes dark, and then they flick the switch for all the Christmas lights in the city at the same time to go on.
Not only does the
town light up, but along the riverbank facing the city side, it's just, I don't know how long it is, but I guess essentially the entire length of the town along the Cane River, when they throw that switch, the city lights up, but also the entire riverbank lights up. So you have a lot of people on boats. Mm-hmm. You have a few thousand people on boats going up and down, but the whole riverbank lights up then the length of the town. So if you're in a boat coming through there, you can start at one end of town and ride down the Cane River all the way down, and it's one of the greatest Christmas light shows you'll ever see.
That sounds amazing.
It's really well done. And the fireworks display is as good a one as you'll see anywhere. It's great.
And so, excuse me, I'm blowing the leaves off the sidewalks here. What show or podcast is it that's gotten you so interested in the Cane River, Alexis?
It's one of my favorite books that I read a long time ago. Yeah, it's called Cane River, Okay. Based on a true story.
And it's about the Cane River?
Mm-hmm. Families that lived around the Cane River, generations of families.
And what's it called again? Cane River, you
Cane
think?
River.
Mm-hmm. Cane River. It's called River. Cane River. That's the name
Going
of it.
Going to Cane River.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
This is something I have never understood, and I don't think I ever will. You know, there's some island or something, some kind of a fun beach vacation type place that a lot of people go to. I don't know which one it is, but it's the one where the airport runway is right on the beach.
Yeah, is that in South America somewhere. Yeah, I know the one you're talking about. Yes.
And all the people just seem like they love when the plane comes in. These are like big 737s, 747s that are coming down to land, and they look like the wheels of the plane, the landing gear, when it's down, is no more than 10 feet above the people standing there on the beach. And they're all jumping around and laughing and taking videos of it and everything. I would absolutely hate that. As a matter of fact, we were looking at going to this place at one point for a vacation. That's why I'm thinking it's in like one of the Virgin Islands or Dominican. St. Martin. Yeah.
It's in St. Martin.
Of the Virgin Islands. Yeah. And said, no thanks. I don't want that shit while I'm out on the beach.
I think it would be cool for about a half hour. Maybe you get a couple planes that go over. Oh, that was neat. But I don't want that all day, because you're right. The entire day you're at the beach, it's just one plane on top of you after another.
Yeah, why don't you just go to the airport and watch the planes land if that's what you want.
Have you seen it, Alexis?
No.
Like, I wouldn't. Look, here's a video of it. I wouldn't want that to be one time while I'm out on the beach.
Oh, no, that's scary.
I don't
want to
hear that. I don't want to smell that jet fuel. I don't want any of that.
Now, at the back of this beach,
I don't like that.
There's a road, and between the road and the thing, there's these concrete barriers.
It's like a guardrail kind of thing.
And people will go and go up against the fence, and when the jets go to take off, you have the reverse effect. The jet has to sit at the end of that runway, and it's a short runway. So people go and grab onto the fence, because the jet is close enough to the fence that when they hit it and go to take off, when they accelerate, the force pushes against the fence. It's a chain link fence, and you've got to lock your hands in there and hang on just to feel that force from the jet. But sometimes people lose their grip, and they get knocked over backwards into these barricades, and it is painful.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's stupid. Why would you want to do that?
Yeah,
it doesn't seem fun at all. It seems full of anxiety.
Mm-mm.
So what if the guy that's flying the plane doesn't bring it up in time and knocks your head off?
I know. Just a second. That doesn't seem like a relaxing vacation day to me. You're out there and you got a big old ass plane flying right over your head.
And they're so loud.
I don't even like seeing them close enough to me, like when I'm driving to the airport. Excuse me, into the airport.
Yeah. They pass by my house all the time, so if they get
too low, I'm like, I don't really want to see the whole plane. I just want to see that one hole that we walk through to get on and off.
There's still something cool to me about when you're getting on a plane that you can touch the side of the plane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're right there at the door. It's like, oh, there's the plane. Oh, man, that's badass. I don't know
Look.
Why.
A plane
on the outside.
It's a plane, man.
It's like, well, okay.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
I love flying places. It's still awesome to me. It is. It's awesome. Fly places?
No, I do love flying, but that's just so funny.
It is.
I like touching the outside of the plane.
I do. I think planes are cool, and I think it's awesome to get to fly places, because I didn't get to fly much as a kid.
I don't think we should be that have that much access to it to be able to touch the side of it. Don't touch that.
Don't touch it. You're going to break it.
Yeah. Don't fool with it.
Yeah, you shouldn't be able to have a Sharpie and just write your initials on the plane as you get on.
Why are you going to fool with it?
How old were you when you were on your guy's first plane ride? Or your first plane flight?
Let's see.
I think I was. You really become Southern when you call it a plane ride.
A plane ride.
Oh. Yeah. I think I was 5. My dad and I flew to pick up a car.
Oh.
It was a 30-minute, like, literally, we flew from Alexandria to Baton Rouge, which is a 2-hour drive. So the whole flight probably didn't take 35 minutes, but I thought it was cool. And then when I was 7, my parents let me fly by myself from Alexandria to Shreveport, Louisiana, which was a 3-hour drive. But they were going somewhere, and so I went to stay with my grandparents. And so, you know, then they could walk you right to the gate. And like, so I think both my parents maybe came onto the plane with me, and they put me in my seat, they knew where I was, the flight attendant and everything. And then when we landed, they let my grandparents come onto the plane. As soon as they opened the door,
to get you out.
Nobody else got up. My grandparents came onto the plane and got me, and we walked off the plane like that.
Yeah. I was 20.
20?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think? Were you like amazed, or were you kind of like, okay, whatever?
No, I mean, I was a little bit and nervous.
Yeah.
You know, but because I mean, when you get that old, then you know the possibilities of the dangers and everything. But I mean, it was cool. But the first part of the flight was from Shreveport, Louisiana to Dallas and then to L.A.
Oh, when you moved to L.A., that's when you went on your first flight?
I know you've told me that before, but I forget that. That was the first time you ever flew, was when you flew to L.A.
Yeah. You, were changing your whole life. You're like, that's crazy.
Yeah, and my dad didn't want me to go. And to try to discourage me from going, he made a huge list that he gave to me in an envelope of all the ways I could get killed.
Stop. He did not.
I swear to God.
How effed up is that?
That's so messed up. Yeah. That's something that I would do, though. Here,
all the ways you could die where you're going.
Mm-hmm. Doing what you're doing could get you killed, and these are the ways, just a few of the ways.
An airplane was on them? Airplane falling or crashing?
Drive-by shootings. freeway shootings, you know, that was what was big at that time, was the freeway shootings. Go into a bar with somebody who doesn't like Southern people, they could kill you. They hear how you talk. I mean, just a long list. Yeah. I didn't even read the whole thing. I was like, this is some crazy ass.
What the hell is this?
Mm-hmm. Parenting.
No. I gotta say no. Not parenting. That's not what that is.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.